All right, welcome to the On Par podcast here at Shinnecock Hills for the U.S. Open Championship. I'm here with Darren Brevard, the Director of Championship Agronomy. Darren, I wanted to bring you in and talk to you a little bit about a little bit of a storyline last night. And after Thursday, the greens were a little bumpy. It's something to be known for POA a little bit. We see it on the West Coast all the time. Talk a little bit about the conditions and what we had last night. I know we had gotten a little rain the day before, so I don't know if that upset mowing patterns. What can we expect, and what happened, and what can we expect going forward?
Well, I think that realistically, you hear a lot of the talking points about POA, and certainly there are times, especially when greens are soft, that they can get bumpy in the afternoon. Certainly, creeping bent grass can also get bumpy in the afternoon if you have 156 players playing round of golf on it, plus 156 caddies, and so you have a lot of foot traffic, you know, with the shoes, the, you know, indentations that the soft spikes and that kind of stuff make. You're going to get some imperfections in the greens, but what we had yesterday, to me, was not a issue of poa or grass type. It was simply the amount of traffic that was on the greens over the course of a long day.
Okay. Just in terms of, you know, we hear it all the time, poa sort of, it does have seed heads, as you said. What kind of plant is it? You know, what as the day progresses, how does it react to the environment?
Well, I mean, call it poa, but the most of the poa that's on a putting green is actually a perennial variety of the grass.
Okay.
There can be some seed heads, although, relatively speaking, there's very few seed heads on the greens right now at Shinnecock because we're kind of past the main flowering period, as well as the fact that John Jennings, the golf course superintendent here, treated with a growth regulator that also helps to retard seed head development.
Gotcha.
So, yes, POA can produce seed heads, and at times it can be problematic, but that's not really a part of the story of what's going on out there on the greens right now.
Right. And we had a little bit of a Friday about early morning, midday, I guess, late morning, a little pop-up storm. It seems to have sun's out now, and has that provided any challenges to you?
No, not really. I think we had about 400ths of an inch, so,
okay,
0.04 inches of rain. So probably it was more of a challenge for the players because that amount of moisture is going to slow the greens down a little bit. Mm-hmm. Maybe temporarily they're going to be a little more receptive, but, you know, as soon as the sun comes out, you're going to get the firmness is going to start to come back quickly. So the players really have to make an adjustment within their round in terms of the speed and those type of things. Because when they dry out, and again, it's not like they're soft and wet, but just the moisture on the leaf blade provides a little more resistance to ball roll, and the plant stands up a little bit. But I think as the day progresses, they're already dry on the surface again. And so no real problems with it. But again, you are going to have a long day of foot traffic, and, you may see some, putts bounce a little bit. But overall, I watched an awful lot of golf yesterday on television, and I did not see where, the bouncing was awful. Was every putt perfect? It was not. But that's to be expected after a long day.
I think to this point, I don't think you could, from an agronomy standpoint, could you have asked for anything better? I mean, it seems like everything, we don't often get a chance to say this, especially in the Northeast, especially in June. It seems that everything is pretty much, not to jinx it, but I think it's gone as well as it could have gone to plan.
Yeah, we've been really lucky with the weather. We've had overall cool temperatures. I think yesterday the high was 79 or 80, which was by far the highest temperature that we've had. Today we're going to be about 66 or 67. So in terms of being able to dry down the greens, get the greens firm, and not have to worry about, putting too much stress on the grass, the weather has been really good. And, of course, we certainly like it dry overall so that we can control water inputs rather than Mother Nature. It just makes for a more bouncy and a little more challenging golf course, I think, which when you're trying to do that ultimate test, it helps to provide that challenge.
Sure. Last question. The forecast supposed to be, I thought we were supposed to be perfect up until today happened. Are we expecting other pop-ups? Are we pretty much going to be dry and be able to get the fire in the golf course that you want come Sunday afternoon?
Yeah, I think so. With the forecast holds true. And, again, you know, even today doesn't change that
change
a whole
much.
Lot. You know, and tomorrow we'll definitely, you know, have fewer players on the greens and should be a really good day. It's going to be an exciting weekend to watch golf, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Darren, thank you for your time. I know you got to get back on the golf course and send to it, so appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the opportunity.
All right. That was Darren Berard, the Director of Championship Agronomy here at Shinnecock Hills. Enjoy the day, folks.